Stanford is rapidly becoming the favorite university for members of our family.
For me, Harvard was a series of firsts.
But at Princeton, studying art history, I felt really the first twinge of literary ambition.
And no matter how much time, though, passes, I still feel connected to Duke.
I probably had one of the greatest Yale experiences imaginable.
You are listening to
Dream to the Ivy League.
I'm Simi,
Clara,
Diane,
Crystal,
Sally,
Teresa,
Vicky,
Adam,
Michael.
Social network has become more and more popular. People use it to contact others because they think it is much more convenient than communicate face to face.
So with social media, is that something that I as an entrepreneur should be trying to direct the message that's out there about my product? Should I be trying to steer the conversation?
That is a great question. And social media to me is really exciting. And I think it's exciting because in the past, the conversation has been controlled by businesses. Just like you said, you know, can I shape the message and make everything look positive? Social media has turned everything on its head, and it's not a fad. It's something that's here to stay, and it's only going to get bigger and more important. So what that means is that as a business owner, my attention needs to be less on marketing and more on customer loyalty. It needs to be less on getting the word out and more on creating an experience for people that they're really excited to tell other people about. So the first thing that I would say, before you even start looking at Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, all these other things, the question is, do you have a good product? Do you have something that people are going to talk about in a positive way and are going to be excited to talk about? Because social media is natural. It's organic. It's just the voice of the people. And the voice of the people is going to be very truthful, sometimes harsh, about how well your product is performing. But if you can put your attention there and on keeping them happy and going the extra mile for your customers, that will just naturally reflect itself in social media.
I was weak for love, but then you went around and did what you wanted to do, and now I'm crying, crying.
Weibo is one of these things. According to iResearch's report on 2011 March 30th, Xinglang Weibo has 56.5% of China's microblogging market based on active users, and 86.6% based on browsing time over competitors. The top 100 users over 485 million followers combined. Furthermore, Sina said that more than 5,000 companies and 2,700 media organizations in China use Sina Weibo. Xinglang implements main features from Twitter. A user may post with a 140 character limit, mention or talk to other people, add hashtags, formatting, follow other users or even celebrities. Users are also allowed to insert graphic emoticons or attach own image, music, video files in every post.
WeChat or Weixin is one of the largest standalone messaging apps by monthly active users. WeChat provides text messaging, hold-to-talk voice messaging, broadcast messaging, video conferencing, video games, sharing of photographs and videos, and location sharing and many other functions. It can exchange contacts with people nearby via Bluetooth, as well as providing various features for contacting people at random if desired. Photographs may also be embellished with filters and captions, and a machine translation service is available.
Talking about WeChat, I think I have to say something about Tencent. In 2009, Tencent launched Shaoyou, its first social network website. In mid-2010, Tencent changed direction and replaced Shaoyou with Pengyou. trying to establish a more widespread network. QQ is Tencent's biggest achievement. Tencent QQ offers diamond level memberships, red for its show service, yellow for Qzone, a blog service, blue to obtain special ability in QQ games, purple for obtaining special ability in games including QQ Speed and other, pink for the pet racing game called QQ Pet, green for using QQ Music, VIP for having extra features in the chat client such as removing advertisement, and black for gaining benefits related to DNF.
Good evening, everyone. You are listening to the English Broadcasting Station of CUC. I'm Teresa.
This is Wiki.
Nowadays, when it comes to the communication and spread of information and news, you can never ignore the power of WeChat. Such softwares for social contact have changed our lives. We can know what is happening farther from where we live than before, but in a quicker time. They have shortened the distance among people, and the circle of friends explains a word adequately, share. If there is any news that people can know in advance, I cannot think of a better choice than Leonardo DiCaprio's winning the Oscar Golden Statuette. However, this year's Oscar is denounced to be too wide, and Mr. and Mrs. Smith even refused to attend. The host Chris Rock expressed his dissatisfaction at the very beginning. He said, "You realize if they nominated hosts, I wouldn't even get this job, so you all will be watching Neil Patrick Harris right now." But this is the wildest, craziest Oscar to ever host, because we've got all this controversy. No black nominees, you know. And people are like, "Chris, you should boycott. Chris, you should quit. You should quit." He threw these words into everyone's heart, and in a word, Chris Rock spoke for all the black people. "We want opportunities. We want the black actors to get the same opportunities. That's it." Lai Tiao is taking over the world. Recently, BBC issued a documentary which is intended to give insight into the 1000th year of the massive annual celebration, the Spring Festival. BBC has its reporters experienced ordinary people's lives in China, and one of them should have said, "Lai Tiao is the most popular snacker and the 25th in China." What's more ridiculous, the BBC reporters even mistook Lai Tiao, the spicy flour strips, for meat floss and claimed it's the most popular among China's young people, with an annual market worth of 50 billion yuan. While some net friends in China say that they loved Lai Tiao since childhood, many others believe the documentary is biased and has missed a large part of China's gourmet culture.
Yes, T, you're right. Ignoring Chinese 500 years culture is not really a good idea. Last month, China stepped into her New Year's, which was called the Monkey Years by Chinese people. Watching Spring Festival gala with family, being one of the most important things for Chinese, makes the ceremony so well known and worth longing for. The whole ceremony is based on China gene and focusing on using the very traditional stories and words to show what happened around us civilians in 2015. To most youth surprise, lot of online vocabularies are used in the short sketch dialogue, and the story subject tended from humor to the moving lives of little ordinary people. One of the differences between this year's gala and the past is that the Monkey Year's gala was added with four other secondary stages in other cities,
including 内蒙古、泉州、广州、西安。That means this year's capital of Chinese North and South truly have an amazing meet. With so many absorbing points to praise, the gala did win lots of positive comments. One netizen said, the gala truly makes me a chance to be in touch with what is called the Chinese great history and culture. I feel very proud when I see it. Another netizen said, the root of our nation shall never be abandoned.The gala shows that the government has already paid attention to the national cultural construction. Only under this phenomenon can our youth learn correct philosophy to build a new China. I really appreciate it. The ceremony's chief director, Lü Yitao from CCTV, says, compared with the past, the arrangement of the Monkey Year's gala actually comes to a higher level, for it is not only for fun,But through it, we can feel the growth of ourselves and the development of our countries. There is no doubt that Gala represented the different culture officially and successfully. There is another event happened between netizens from mainland and Taiwan called Facebook Impression Peg Battle. A girl named Zhou Ziyu from Taiwan,was regarded as the independent influence of Taiwan. In return, the six-year-old girl made an apology on Facebook only to get sarcasm by Lin Gengxin. So the fans of each star and netizen using the impression pack made by themselves to express their strong and protective feelings. It is said that if your friends haven't sent microblogs for a while,He or she might probably scale the wall to enroll the impressions pack battle. It is show how the battles really matters in the internet world. So as well as the strong feelings of our country and culture, the battle is definitely as a mild and full cultural communication, rather a real cultural war between mainland and Taiwan. As time goes by, both sides will finally kiss and make up and say,Hey buddy, you've got a lot of impression packs, don't you? Well, that's today's English broadcasting station of CUC. This is Wiki.
This is Teresa.
Many thanks for your listening. Goodbye.
I'm Helen Clark, Administrator of the UN Development Programme, and I'm pleased to be launching the UNDP WeChat account today. Please follow our WeChat to learn the latest information from UNDP around the world. I'm looking forward to talking with you soon on WeChat. Xiexie.
Good evening, everyone. This is Avi Interview. I'm Adam.We all know that many apps gained their position in the area of computer in recent years. In the West, Facebook is generally considered to be a success, and in China, there is also an app which received a lot of credit. I guess its name is familiar to you, WeChat. Today I'm going to interview a college student who is as obsessed with social network. Let's welcome Simi. Good evening, Simi.
Good evening, Adam.I also always wanted to see you in person, and here I am. How amazing!
Well, dream always come true one day if you know how to seize the chance. So do the apps we are going to talk about today, right?
Yes.
First, recently, co-founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg has admitted that Asia is the largest market and Facebook's growth to such a figure is impossible to predict.However, given the way technology and habits rapidly evolve, but one thing seems increasingly certain. Facebook will never crack China, but why?
Well,
I'm pretty sure that the growth of WeChat is an important reason. It is a mobile messaging client run by internet giant Tencent, which has revolutionized the way the average smartphone owner in China communicates with friends, family, and even strangers. WeChat has 195 million monthly active users, which makes it the world's second most popular messaging app behind WhatsApp and ahead of others.
So, you mean that WeChat is a very popular chatting app with a large user base. But as far as I know, Facebook has billions of potential users, even though it has just set foot on its area.
I have many friends who are studying in the USA. Many of their American friends don't use Facebook as their tool to chat because their hosts believe that if Facebook gradually become outdated and they try to find some new and cool apps to replace Facebook. Also, WeChat has many advantages. For example, its service is smartphone-only messaging app, but it sits squarely in the place that Facebook targets. It doesn't mean that it is used to message friends daily. It has location-based services, includes profiles and a social network-style feature that lets users share moments with friends. All in all, WeChat is the dominant mobile social network in the world's largest smartphone market. Every day that Facebook is not in China, WeChat becomes stronger.
Yes, it will be hard for any of these services to tap into other markets because users from different cultures have different habits and preferences when it comes to mobile messaging. The apps that dominate Asian market provide social platform, games and other services, while Facebook only provides messaging service. Thank you for today's interview. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
No, Gareth!
Don't say that. Censor him.
Censor him.
Gareth. Yeah. It's okay. Remember, with your WeChat official account, you're free.
You're right. I'll launch something where people can listen and interact with me. And I'll call it Cliff Central.
Cliff Central?
Cliff Central.
Cliff Central.
Cliff Central. Cliff Central. Cliff Central.
Join, listen, and interact with me using WeChat ID Cliff Central. Uncensored, unhinged, unradio.
You're so tense.
Today I'm going to teach you how to remember vocabulary. One of the biggest and most important things about learning a language, the very first rule when you're trying to learn a new language, the very basic, and a lot of people ask me, how can I...
OMG! Selena and her husband just got divorced!
What? Really? The Selena SHE?
Yeah!
How come?
Well, they both said they had not worked hard at their marriage. But who knows? Cheating, betraying, people have multiple thoughts.
How did you know that?
Weibo, of course. It was a huge bomb and certainly made the headlines.
So you were playing Weibo all the time? I thought you were reading books because you looked down.
Oh no, the class is a little bit boring and there are a lot of new things for me to know in Weibo.
Well, I think it is important to focus on the teacher.
Okay, I know.
Hi, Sally. Will you come to my birthday party tomorrow?
Absolutely, yes. And congratulations for the first prize in the competition.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet. See you tomorrow.
See you.
When did you get close to her?
Well, not so close. Just chat a little in WeChat. And she just updated some photos that she won the competition.
Wow, you did know a lot.
Oh, sweetie, I suggest that you should use social software more often. It will expand your circle of friends.
Well, I will try, but I would like to spend more time on books.
Okay, just do what you like.
Sally is the open girl, except WeChat and Weibo, she also likes more, which can make you know strangers beside you, and you can see pictures which were uploaded by themselves. Sally made some friends by Momo. One of them looks like a businessman, handsome and rich. Then the story began. In the bar.
What can I do for you, sir?
May I see the menu?
Certainly, here it is.
Bring me a bottle of martini.
Wait a moment.
Excuse me, are you Adam?
Whoa, you're Sally.
Yeah, and you look much better than your photos.
You too. If you get any hotter, this whole world would catch fire. Could I have the honor to dance with such a beautiful lady like you?
But I don't know how.
It doesn't matter. Just come with me.
Well...
You can't be real. May I touch you to see if I am dreaming? It's true. Can I borrow a kiss? I promise to give it right back. Your gesture, your motion, your smiles are always in my mind. I don't know if it's love at first sight. I do know I really like you a lot.
Hold me tight.
Oh no!
What happened?
They're coming to catch me. They will bring me back to my planet. I'm so sorry. In fact, I came from another planet. I have to go. But my love for you is true. I'll be back. I promise.
No! Oh, it's a dream. But I can't wait to see my Mr. Right.
At night, two person in the bar.
Excuse me, are you Sally?
Yes, I am, but who are you?
Adam.
Okay, you are a little different from your photos.
And you look much better than your photos.
But at last, Sally and Adam had a boring night. The next morning, in the classroom.
Hey, how was your date? How was your Mr. Right? Above all, how was your night?
Perfect. I never met such a nice guy.
Aha, what happened? You got cheated?
You can't imagine. I really appreciate his skill.
Skill? What skill?
Skill of Photoshop.
Oh, Sally, stop to meet friends by internet. Only if you want a one-night stand. You don't know their real face. And you don't know its security. What's more, I don't want you get hurt. I like you for a long time. If you don't mind, we can have a date.
What?
Life can be harsh sometimes. Too many things on your mind. And when the storm is closing in, you have no shelter from the wind. And then you can be scared sometimes. And even lose your will to fight. When you can face the world alone, you've lost the faith within your soul. And when you're down and feeling hurt, you just have to say the word. When the walls begin to break, oh,
更多节目，下载荔枝 FM 收听。